And Alex.
Before bed, say hello to
hello.
In Vietnamese, Alex.
Annyeong. You want to restart already, don't you?
Everyone, we got cursed that whenever we do serious things, we just laugh.
It's not good.
It's okay, just move on. Okay. Okay, I'm sorry. I know that you nervous whenever I ask
I'm
you.
I'm not nervous. Oh, Vietnamese?
Vietnamese, yeah.
Yeah, don't put me on the spot, man. I just can't think of it. I literally, my mind goes blank when you say speak Vietnamese.
Yeah, you did every day and you were really cute.
Yeah, but that's when I want to do it.
Okay, so let's say Vietnamese whenever you want to do it, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay, so long time no see before that show.
Yep.
We were so busy. You and me, we had long weekend, just working. Maybe just me, not you, right?
It depends on when we're thinking about. Sometimes it's me.
Mm.
Sometimes it's you.
Mm.
For different weeks, different projects.
Yeah. Yeah, I was so tired and we didn't really explore anything other than walking around. Okay, today I had a topic for you.
Okay.
Okay. I want to share the topic that we already talked in the restaurant before.
All right, I'm ready.
It's about language shaming. We had a lot of experience and also thoughts about that, right?
We did indeed, V.
And I ran home. I searched on the internet. There's one research article that exactly talking about language shaming. And is written by a Vietnamese researcher.
Oh my god, teacher.
But I don't like it.
Okay.
I don't like it because it's a good research. And I really respect the idea. The method is really nice. However, because it talks about the negative comments of Vietnamese people toward the beauty queens who didn't have good English competency.
Yeah.
But the article mentioned about the background and context of someone cannot speak English and she called it Viglish. That is the reason why I don't like the article. So I will not say much about this article.
Okay.
And I don't want to raise any really critics idea about this because I know that I was just the one who wrote master thesis and graduated. So I knew that everyone tried their best with their thesis. It's okay. It's just my opinion that I don't agree with the Viglish, which she said that because it's Viglish, people couldn't understand that kind of English. That's exactly what I don't understand and don't agree with. Let's talk about why people that a little bit famous or a lot famous become a trend that people on the internet judge them through their English competency. And I think it's really unfair. They good actor, they good actress, they good models, they are good beauty queens. Doesn't need that they need to be perfect in English, right? It's good that they can use the English to introduce themselves to the world, to introduce the national pride. But it doesn't mean that if they don't have good competency in English, it means that they're stupid. It means that they bad in their career. Do you agree with that?
I agree.
Okay. Do you want to share your idea and your thought about in case of expat in Asian countries?
Yeah, you're hinting at something that I said at dinner, which was that sometimes expats, I didn't see it so much in Korea, but now that I'm researching living in Japan,
mm-hmm.
Some expats living in Japan really like to judge each other on the Japanese levels they have.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty judgmental and competitive.
Mm-hmm.
Which is funny because they're all on the same side trying to live in a foreign country, but they want to tear other people down for not being good enough in the language.
Exactly. Why?
Well, it's insecurity. It's insecurity on their own ability, but it's also like you're giving us a bad name, you know? Like you're making us all look bad or something like that.
Like what? You are an expat in Japan. You should
Sure.
speak good Japanese. Come on, you make our face lost.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's one thing, yeah.
That's weird. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, but that was in your article too. Don't you remember that?
Yes.
Your
But
article
she
talked about how
National Pride.
it's National Pride.
Yeah, but she beauty queens and
Well, forget about the beauty queen example. There's a million examples, right?
It could be. But new my friends in America also told me that in those kind of event, if it's really important, and because that person was there with their professional idea, they should have a chance later. Like they doesn't need to focus on speaking on English and using English all the time like that. Anyway, yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah,
It
well,
can be an excuse.
we all agree that nobody should be mean to anybody else and nobody should judge other people unfairly. But we're examining why people do that.
I have a question about that. Do you think that they feel national pride in that case more than they won't just want to say bad things about that person? Do they really care about national pride? Really?
I don't know because I can't really get inside their heads, so I really can't know. But the
What do
only
you
thing
think?
I have no idea. But the only thing I can relate to is like being an expat around other expats that don't speak any Korean and didn't try to learn Korean, and it's a little bit of like judgment. And I think part of the judgment there was like, it just takes a bit of effort and your world is going to open up and you're going to connect with a lot of people. So I don't know why you're not doing it. And it's like a separation between us. It's a really different situation. So I can't really relate to it in terms of this. Maybe that is disgusting. Don't do that right I'm not going to say. I can't focus if you do that.
Wait. Okay, stop. I already stopped doing that.
Totally forgot what I was talking about.
I
And you don't know either because you were busy picking your toes.
I'm processing your idea. Yeah,
Wasn't.
you're talking about you questioned those people why they didn't learn their language because it will open the new world for them in another country, right?
Yeah, but I think like in the Vietlish example, it's probably someone that could speak English, but they just had like a funny accent or something, so other people judging them. So it's a different situation. Like I don't know, when I was reading some of those Japan blogs, sometimes they judge each other for their accent, and I think that's kind of fucked up. But like people are competitive and mean. And so they're like, "Oh, like you say your English is good, but your English is shit, or you say your Japanese is good, but your Japanese is actually shit." Like that's just human nature. Oh, you say you're good at basketball, well, you're actually shit at basketball. I don't
Like you
know.
live in a foreign country and you stay there and you work there and you even cannot use English in the right way and your grammar is wrong
Yeah,
all the time.
people just want to tear other people down.
Well, yeah, sometimes I don't understand why the internet needs to be like that, like tear people down.
I don't know, it's
For
fun.
what?
It's fun. It's instinct. It's like drama. It's like we talked about before in another podcast, like why do people like drama? Because it's interesting.
Oh,
It's like
they
exciting.
yeah, they like something.
Like, so, oh, someone fucked up. Like our natural instinct as humans is like, oh, someone fucked up. Like we want to watch it. Like that lady in that video from the article, like when she fucked up pronouncing something, it probably went viral, right?
Yeah,
Because it's like,
it's viral.
it's
That's why
interesting.
it's become a case for the sample.
Yeah, so, we're just interested in people screwing up.
I definitely in the past I laugh at the video. Yeah, I did. But I didn't really judge that lady at all. Like, I didn't have a question why she's there and was she pretty, but she couldn't speak English. I didn't have it. I just, oh, it's funny.
I
And that's
want
it.
to say something on the record.
Okay.
I was trying to think of a time as you're talking when someone judged me for my Korean speaking abilities. When someone like laughed at me or made fun of me. And I was like, yeah, sometimes people didn't understand me. No one was ever rude to me, except for one person who
Person.
laughed at me
Okay.
continuously. She laughed so hard, she fell off the couch. She laughs all the time when she remembers it. I made one small mistake in my career, and this lady shamed me. And that lady, ladies and gentlemen, is V. Oh, why are you laughing? Are you laughing because it's true? Language shaming. Language shaming.
Because the situation, not because of your language.
And how do you think it make me feel to be laughed at?
That time it just triggered my laughing nerves, and I couldn't stop.
That's okay, I forgive you. I forgive you.
I'm sorry if you feel bad about that.
No, I don't.
Yeah, if people laugh about the situation, it's okay.
Oh, now you're making
Like,
excuses.
if people laugh at the situation of that beauty queen, that's okay. But
Yeah.
don't say that she's stupid. Don't say that she's ashamed. Yeah, anyway, I don't think she's the target. The target is the whole situation. Yeah.
But that's a rare case when most of us are not beauty queens. So what is the regular case of English shaming?
It's happened a lot on the internet because now we have a lot of Vietnamese YouTubers and they're famous, right?
Yeah, but what about real life? I mean, who cares about YouTube? I mean, I
In
guess it's
real life,
important, but
in real, you know, I got some situation happened
okay.
to me. It's not shaming, it's just I call it judgmental.
Yeah. And I think it's bad for you
Prejudice.
because you question yourself too much with your English.
When I didn't want to, people make me to question
That's
myself.
what I'm saying. It's not healthy for learning.
Exactly. Because of those people,
Yeah.
less and less people want to show themselves
Yeah.
to practice.
Yeah, it's like we talked about. I've had lots of students that are really confident, and they're not always the most fluent speakers, but it's pretty important.
I was like that
And
kid, but really confident about
every time you
myself.
ask me a word several times, you always write the first time, and then it keeps changing.
My brain tell me something wrong there, Vim. Something wrong
Yeah,
there.
yeah.
Well,
Most of the time.
yeah, this is really interesting how people can have that kind of mentality about language. I think it's unfair. As soon as people can use a kind of language as a tool to communicate, to work, you know, that's good enough.
Yep.
Yeah, that's it. Thank you for tonight, and thank you for.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Good night.
Good night.